Now, wanting is the necessity of life. I say to you, okay, what do you want? And you say to me, oh, that's easy. I want enough money to pay my bills, take care of the kids, have a nice house to live in, a job I'd like, a loving partner with whom to share it all, and perfect health. I wouldn't mind a new car either. Well, that's a start and a good one, but that's all it is. It's a start. What else do you want? What else do you want? There is within you an amazing inventory of long-forgotten fantasies. What are they? How long has it been since you dared to savor their tantalizing flavors or partake of their exotic adventures in your daydreams? This planet is not Sameville. We came here for the contrast. We came here to learn how to manifest our desires. We came to learn how to fulfill our dreams and to prosper and take this exquisite experience called being physical to its zenith. We came to experience the good with the bad, that we might learn how to choose our likes over our dislikes. So have them. Have them. Take your treasured dreams out of that crowded old closet, dust them off with loving care, and give each one a long, hard look. Forget that they're too far out. Forget that they're hopeless or too unthinkable. Forget that someone will think that you've lost it. Forget that you might be called selfish. Forget those things. Wanting is not only your right, it is an absolute prerequisite for a happy life. Because, oh yes, you do deserve it. So now here's the big news. You don't have to be worthy of a blasted thing to have your desires. You don't have to witness or prove or demonstrate or pass a moral test. You don't have to explain your reasons or make excuses to your family, to yourself, or to God. You only have to make one decision, just one, and that's to be happy. When you are in joy with life, you cannot feel insecure or ashamed or unworthy or unsafe or guilty or inferior in any manner because you're not vibrating there. You can't feel lack of any kind, nor can you attract it. So having desires, meaning wanting, is no more a sin than breathing. Never again think that you have to justify your wants. Just don't. You cannot be justifying or defending or rationalizing, which is all negative energy flowing, and remain connected to your core energy. Contrary to common teachings, gaining happiness is your hallowed right of birth. Now, play along with me here and pretend it's Christmas time. Now, this isn't religious, so humor me, and no matter what faith you are, okay? You're Santa Claus and you're at the mall, replete with a scratchy beard and pillowed tummy. And up comes little cutie pie, about six, who hops up onto your knee, and she starts to give you her list, okay? A few special toys is seen on TV, and a couple of the old standbys, like a doll and a puppy, and that's it. Nothing new. So you spread your magic dust, and out it comes, a big swing in the backyard this little one would like now. And she'd like Daddy to be around more, and she'd like a mommy who would take time to play, and someone, anyone, who will believe about the pretty angels in the bedroom. Do you remember what your secret wants were at 6 years of age? Okay, next up comes a tall, gangling 18-year-old. And once again, even though the teenager is gladly entering into the spirit of this silliness, the list is alarmingly short. And he says, well, I'll take that new car you've got hidden in your sack, Santa, and I wouldn't mind a few thousand bucks in my stocking for play money. So you sprinkle your magic. The 18-year-old relaxes, and out comes an amazing list of rightful wants having to do with careers and friends and success and fame and clothes and living conditions and family and yachts and genuine happiness. Whatever that is, he mumbles. Do you remember what your secret wants were at 18 years of age? And what dreams got stuffed away so that you could live in, quote, the real world, end quote? Okay. Finally, here comes the adult. You're dismayed to find that this person has the shortest list of anyone so far, as though every hope and dream ever owned just flew out to the next galaxy. Oh, sure, there's the new house and the new car and the flippant crack about winning the lottery, but that's it. So quickly, you sprinkle your magic dust. Slowly at first, as if having to be pulled up from the deepest, darkest depths of the ocean, comes a comment about having a pie shop and another about learning to play the piano. And there's a pause, and there's another about taking a horticultural course at the local college, and then there's another about living in an elegant home overlooking the aqua blue waters of the Caribbean. There's no stopping now. Then there's one about improving relation with certain family members and learning how to be more loving and on and on and on. Now, what dreams have you put aside? Your ambitions, your forgotten goals, even your littlest desires, what are they? What are they? Because step two says, identify what you do want. Back in the 40s, the adored comedy team of Abbott and Costello had a routine that always brought the house down and ultimately became a classic. It was their Who's On First routine. And to this day, I go into stitches whenever I see it replayed on TV. Well, if you were to take the paradox we're about to get into now, it sounds just about as loony as Who's On First? No, it's not Who On First. What's On First? No, What's On Second? So, you know, like so. Okay, ready? If I take all my don't wants, which make me feel bad, and turn them into wants, which is supposed to make me feel good, I still end up with something I know I don't have, which sure doesn't make me feel good, and something I'll probably never get anyhow, which makes me feel worse than I did before I started this whole stupid thing. So the dilemma comes from our thinking that the burden of acquiring what we want is all on us, that we're the ones who will have to figure out how to get it, how to come up with the money for it, how to arrange for it, and how to make it happen. And once we get that far, our next thoughts are usually something like, oh, hell, that's just not possible, which invariably causes us to stop wanting. Easy resolution, straight from our old program way of thinking.